Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello, friend, and welcome to Navigate the Day. It is March 17th, 2024. We are currently in the month of awareness, which falls under the discipline of perception. Our episode for today is 376. Think about it from the other person's perspective. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and Stoic journaling, and happy St. Patrick's Day. With that, I'll share a quote from Marcus Aurelius. Whenever someone has done wrong by you, immediately consider what notion of good or evil they had in doing it. For when you see that, you'll feel compassion instead of astonishment or rage. For you may yourself have the same notions of good and evil, or similar ones, in which case you'll make an allowance for what they've done. But if you no longer hold the same notions, you'll be more readily gracious for their error. In this passage from Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, he offers a perspective on dealing with wrongdoings by others. Aurelius advises reflecting on the intentions and beliefs of the person who has wronged you. By understanding their notions of good and evil, you can cultivate compassion rather than reacting with astonishment or anger. Aurelius suggests that by recognizing the possibility that you may have similar notions of good and evil, or have held them in the past, you can empathize with the other person's actions. This understanding can lead to forgiveness and a more gracious response to their mistake. However, if your own beliefs have evolved, you can also approach the situation with a sense of detachment and understanding, knowing that people may hold different perspectives on morality. So with that, I would like to share some of my thoughts from this week. Looking for other people's good intentions would give me a more positive perspective of situations I'm being presented with. When reflecting on how I have handled things, I see how the way I view the actions of others has not only hindered the growth of meaningful connections, but left me feeling guilty for being critical of other people, for indulging often in the same vices and impulses as I did daily without restriction or restraint. It's unfair of me to cast judgment on others, especially when I want to be seen for the person I am now and not the poor choices I've made. It's important I remember that when I'm met with difficult interactions where I feel as though I've been wronged. I can definitely start seeing things as inevitable rather than just labeling them as bad luck. In the classical world, they viewed misfortune as a necessity and inevitability, that it is a means of balancing the world, both in the macro and micro sense. Myself, like many others, have fallen into the trap of seeing the universe as being out to get me, and this is clearly a logical fallacy. The benefit of shifting my perspective to better match this view of luck would, I hope, be that I become more resilient to the hardships that come my way and embrace this idea of a shuffling of the deck in order to make the playing field more fair. I've been acting like I know what my future holds, as if I won't grow or change at any point. Sometimes it feels like I'm tricking myself into believing that I have answers when I don't, because I don't want to be seen as vulnerable or lost. so I choose to fake it till I make it, for lack of better terms. And I'm realizing how unhelpful these have been, and they're hindering my progress more than I'd like to admit. Meeting reality on its terms is still a struggle for me. My previous assumptions of my level of self-awareness have dropped dramatically, as I feel like the opposite is true now, and continues to be a big influence behind my lack of clarity. If I can just focus entirely on the present moment, I won't find myself lost hoping for a perfect future or sinking into remorse and wishing to return to the past that has already come and gone. It's been half a year and I'm still crying over heartbreak. It feels pathetic and it obviously isn't helping. Without taking action in one direction or another, it stands to reason that I'll just remain stagnant. I might be neurodivergent, which for me personally leads to me being less appreciative of the mind I've been given. My mind feels like it's been hindering me since day one. If my mind is wired differently, what chance do I have of mastery over my thoughts and decisions? More often than not, I reject the gifts of decision-making and rational thinking. Countless days and nights included drinking and smoking as a means to dull or quiet my thoughts, in an attempt to relax, or more accurately, escape them. To be frank, I've grossly mistreated the tool that is my thoughts and choices, being more than ungrateful in the process. As of late, it is certain that the choices I'm making, at least in the eyes of the Stoics, are not beautiful. As I understand it, my selfish, self-pity, and wallowing are not virtuous behaviors. Before this, I allowed my attachment to my physical appearance manifest in mental turmoil that caused friction in my life that I regret deeply. I guess to a degree I'm still missing the point because I'm complaining about myself and how I'm being affected. Clearly, this is a selfish stance to take. When reflecting further, it becomes clear that this is essentially a question of how big of a role empathy balanced with reason plays in my decision making. Ultimately, it is important to consider the impact of my actions on others and strive for a more balanced approach. In an effort to keep my ego in check, this can help in understanding and being more lenient of the actions and decisions of others. I need to remember that their actions are not a reflection of me. Maybe more importantly, I need to remember I'm often guilty of making the same or worse choices at one season of life or another. And if I want to be able to be redeemed, then I need to have the same open mind for those I meet along my journey. So on that note, I'm going to wrap up things for this episode. This way I can attempt to continue doing what's essential to me. I'm eager to learn more about myself as well as others while I develop new or unused skills along the way. I hope that I get more opportunities to show my gratitude and appreciation to those I love. Although I need to remain patient as I progress, remembering that all things in life, including relationships, take time. I enjoy journaling, as it helps me to reflect daily, and I recommend everyone try it for a while at least. I feel good about getting these thoughts out, even when it is difficult or feels unhelpful. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.